don't know how you met me, you don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Heyo! What's up, my people? It's Uncle Leo here for another edition. Just wanted to reach out from my truck, because it seems like these days this is all the time I got. And it's all good. My commute's a little bit longer now because we just moved a little bit out of the city. Something me and my old lady been trying to do for quite some time now. And yeah, we're super happy and stoked that we're out of the city. So I don't mind a little bit extra commute. Anywho, the reason I wanted to reach out to everybody today is I kind of, you know, a lot of people have been saying, you know, Uncle Leo, you know, we didn't want another podcast. Some people have requested me to have a guest on. To be honest, it's just kind of tough for me right now. You know, it's at a point that it's just like, I'm kind of struggling a little bit with, topics. But one just popped into my head just like literally a minute ago. So I figured I'm going to do one of these today. On my route home. So I apologize if the audio isn't as clear as it should be, but this is what I got. So what I wanted to talk about today, all you sexy people out there, is, is those friends that either they're great friends, good friends, best friends, acquaintances, people you've worked with, doesn't matter. Now tell me, reach out to me if this is true or not, but do you guys have friends that it doesn't matter if you haven't talked to them in like a millennium, but you can reach out to them or you can, you know, bump into them anywhere and it's almost like not 1 minute has passed from you guys talking last? Like, is that just me or does everybody have people like that? I just reached out. Like, I used to work with this guy, good, great dude. He used to work with us and he moved on, to other pastures, which is all good. I hope for his success because he's just a great guy. And, he was always helpful to me. He's the one who helped me getting me into the business of selling cars. So I owe him a lot and, he's opened my eyes up to a lot of things. And, one of the things was smoking a cigar. And like, you know, the gentleman way about it, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, cutting a cigar, lighting it up and so on and so forth. There's a lot of ritual to it and just a whole bunch of stuff, whole bunch of terminology, which he opened my eyes to, and I think is fucking awesome. So it's a bond that we kind of grew, but I'll be honest, I probably haven't talked to the guy in, I don't even remember last time I talked to him. I think I might have reached out to him on New Year's, but fuck, I was ripped. So I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I drunk dialed him. I don't know. Maybe I drunk dialed you. Who knows? But I hadn't talked to him, but I shot him a text, a picture of a cigar that I smoked the other night. And it just, once again, just picked up from the last time we talked. And it's so fucking cool. And it's something that I've told my old lady. I go, you know, having friends like that, I'm always trying to keep relationships. And, you know, I see a lot of those memes like, you know, let people walk out of your life. You didn't need them anyway. If they don't call you, listen, are we not adults here? Fuck all that, you know, bullshit. Everyone needs friends. And if you're Miss Independent or you're Mr. Fucking, I don't need anybody. Yo, cut the shit. It's especially in a time like we're dealing with right now with fucking lockdowns and pandemic bullshit. it's nice to have a friend. Even if that friend is a million miles away or whatever, it's just nice to have a friend. So I try and keep these relationships. And sometimes my chick's like, wow, you talked to that person today? You know, like male, female, anybody, even family that you haven't reached out to. And sometimes I'll just shoot a message out and be like, yo, what's up? You kind of popped into my head and just wanted to reach out. You know, some people do get back to you. Some people don't. Maybe those people that don't, maybe they can fucking go fuck a hat. It is what it is. But no one can ever say that I didn't reach out. You know what I mean? Because I'll reach out a time or two and it's all good. You know, then there's people that I do understand that they're going through some shit. And I get it. You know, like this whole pandemic thing is really taking a lot out of people. And it's unprecedented. So it's not like we know the treatments or what to do, you know? So it's just tough. And I personally know people that are really taking it hard. And I want to reach out to them and say, yo, I don't believe I'm as affected as maybe the next person, but it doesn't discount your issues anymore. Did I say that right? Do you know what I mean? Like if you're having a hard time with it, I get it. I understand. So, you know, it sucks and we're all in it together. And it sounds kind of cliche, but I've reached out to people, you know, close people and a little bit distant people saying, hey, you know what? I miss you. I know that this shit's going down. You know, if you want to, you know, come by my place, you know, the door's open. You want to stand 6 feet away? Fucking fine. Let's have at it. It's all good. You know, because at the end of the day, we all need somebody to talk to, you know? But it just kind of comes to pass what I was saying about, you know, friends that you haven't seen in a long time and you can just pick up like nothing happened. And I fucking love that because, you know, you people come and go out of your life all the time. And, you know, my sister has this thing, reason, season, lifetime. And hey, you know, I don't think, I don't know if she coined that or anything, but I know it because of her. And it's just, it's right. She's right. Or whoever came up with that saying is correct. Reason, season, lifetime. Sometimes you need to meet people because of a reason. And then sometimes those people will be in your life for just a season. And then you have those people that would be there for a lifetime. And sometimes I believe those people that you don't see for time, and then you reach out and then just boom, back to the ordinary talks and you know, shooting shit like nothing's changed. I think that a lot of those people will be around for the long time or the lifetime. Because it's very, drama-free and low-maintenance kind of relationship. I understand, hey, bro, I know you're busy. Fucking great. Keep grinding. Do what you got to do. You know, you're building a life for yourself and your family or whatever. Good on you, man. I'm mad at you, Tupac. You know what I mean? Like I'm proud of you. Let's shoot the shit. Maybe I can learn something from you. Maybe you can learn something from me, you know, or maybe it's just kicking back and, reminiscing on old times, you know, that some people just need to live in that moment for a bit and remember what it was like pre-lockdown. And it might lighten the mood a little bit. And it might take the heaviness off of, you know, some of those people's every day. That's just it. I hope that, you know, anyone that I've talked to, if you want to talk, I don't give a fuck. If you're a friend that you haven't reached out in a long time, if it's been a million years or it's been a fucking minute, if this shit's bothering you, listen, I can't fix it and I can't fix you. This is something that I've had to learn with myself in the past, I don't want to say little while, but it's something that I've had to come to grips with, that I can't fix you, but I can listen. And I can be patient and I can try and say the right thing to just kind of keep it together, you know, keep it kosher, I guess. You know, so, yeah, if you want to reach out, I'm here, you know. Like, there's a homie of mine that I used to work with when I was at Harley. Just listen to episodes 1 and 2 and remember and how the fuck that went. At least I got him and a couple of people that worked there, you know, in my corner, the great people. And so once again, some of those people that I think will be there for a long time because, you know, like, they're low-maintenance relationships, low-maintenance friendships that if I haven't talked to you, it's all good. But when you do, it's like we haven't skipped a beat. One of those guys is my boy that we used to work together there. And we were working side by side. And I told him, you know, like, I tried to reach out to him just the other day because it's been a long time. And, you know, obviously pandemic stuff can, you know, is holding us a little bit further apart. But I'll be there. You need a beer? Fuck yeah. I got a lot of fucking beer in my fridge, in my garage, aka Cigar Sanctuary. I'm there, bro. You need me? I'm here. So I didn't want to, you know, delve too far into the, you know, the mental health thing. I'm not very well educated in it, and I don't want to misspeak by any means, but it is hitting people, and I've seen it very close. And I just want to tell that person, I love you, and it's all good, you know? We'll get through it. You need me? I'll do what I can. Yeah, I'm a busy guy. I'm everywhere at the same time. There's a lot of people that are, you know, reaching out to me for just everything. Like, you know, whether it's business, like car stuff, or whether it's friends, or whether it's anything. So I know that I'm a little bit busy, but at the end of the day, yo, you need me, I'm there. You know, so it's all gravy. And I don't want to, you know, I didn't really figure I'd go on too long with this, you know, just, so I'm thinking I'm going to just sign off and say, yo, thanks for tuning in, you know, another episode here. It's not as long as my usual ones, but hey, do you really want to hear me talk for like an hour? Because if you do, I'll just start mumbling on and shit, you know. But yeah, man, keep your head up, everybody. It's a shit time we live in. It's unprecedented. You know, anyone that, you know, has, no one's got the magic pill and the magic remedy. This is one of those that you're going to have to, you know, dig deep and, you know, stay afloat. And, you know, hopefully you have some people around you that can help. Okay. So it's all good. You stay up out there, everybody. And we'll get through this shit. I don't want to sound like a fucking loser either. Like, oh, don't worry, you know, let's hold hands and kumbaya and we'll get through this together. No, it's not like that. But, you know, let's just keep it up, man. We're going to have to deal with this shit. So let's just fucking deal with it. However you want to deal with it. Okay? So everybody just take her easy. Uncle Leo's going to be pulling up to the cabin any moment now. And hopefully there's dinner on the table, which there usually is. So right on. Take it easy, everybody. Love you. Fuck COVID-19. Fuck it right in the pussy.